This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. A study of housing needs in the Roaring Fork and Colorado River valleys is complete. Authors will present the findings to local governments that paid for the study. Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orme reports the first of the presentations start tomorrow.
Consultants from the Front Range studied housing shortages from Aspen to Glenwood Springs and Parachute to Edwards. They called the area the Greater Roaring Fork Region. They found that Newcastle, Rifle, and Parachute are housing more and more of the region's workforce. They also examined demographic trends. For example, retirees are the bulk of who's moving here. The report does recommend greater collaboration between local governments to solve what it sees as a regional problem. The authors will present their findings to the Garfield County Commissioners tomorrow morning and to the Eagle County Commissioners in the afternoon. A presentation to the Pitkin County Commissioners is scheduled for mid-May. The public is welcome to attend. Wyatt Orme, Aspen Public Radio News.
Basalt's entertainment venue, The Temporary, closed for good this weekend. The Arts Campus at Willits, or TACA, is the organization that operated the space. Kristen Kay reports TACA will still hold events around the Mid-Valley as it waits for its permanent theater to be constructed.
Mark Breslin, TACA's artistic director, says that the organization plans to maintain a presence. He's selecting the artists who will play the summer concert series held in downtown Basalt and Triangle Park in Willits. The lineup will be released in early June. TACA is also booking a band for the Balloon Festival in Crown Mountain Park. They're hosting new events as well. An outdoor dance party, Basalsa, will be held in July, and a street performer festival in September. Breslin says TACA will continue to hold pop-up events until the Contemporary, the new theater, opens its doors as early as 2020. Kristen Kay, Endless Nissan Arts and Culture Desk.
It's crunch time at the state capitol, where lawmakers still have more than 200 bills left to discuss before the session ends on Friday. Capitol correspondent Scott Franz has more.
With so much left to do, lawmakers relaxed their dress code and came into work over the weekend. There are several big-ticket items they still need to debate, including a measure asking voters to increase taxes on cigarettes and vaping products. They're also trying to pass a bill to expand a sexual education curriculum, a state-backed reinsurance program, and a bill to dramatically lower greenhouse gas emissions. Lawmakers must finish their work by midnight on Friday. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.